So we want to go through several papers that address the situation of disease progression, one in upfront TKI, as well as some of the next generation TKIs that are coming up. And let's start out, we asked Mark to review a paper that was presented at the ESMO meeting by Tony Mock of the so-called IMPRESS study, looking at this question of, because one of the options in this situation that could have been considered or probably was considered would be just to keep the erlotinib going and add in chemotherapy. Mark, could you talk about this paper?
Yeah, sure. So in this clinical trial, there were patients with EGFR mutations that all had upfront gefitinib. At the time of resist progression, they then were decided whether or not to continue the TKI with chemotherapy or just give chemotherapy. And remember, everybody was progressing. And what they discovered was, to me, as expected, there would be no difference in response because both arms got chemotherapy, and no difference in PFS, which there wasn't. The interesting thing, though, there was some survival difference. Favoring the arm, they got chemotherapy and not chemotherapy plus gefitinib. So how do you sort this out? Well, first off, this scenario is really not what we do. We don't automatically switch everybody to chemotherapy at the time of resist progression. We just had a discussion about the nuances of doing that. And I think Tony would be the first person to say that you don't do that. So when you go back to the biology of this, when the cancer progresses, not every cancer cell has a resistance mutation in it. In fact, the vast majority of cells are probably still sensitive to the original drug. Chemo works. I mean, if there's one take-home message from this is that chemo works. In this case, it was cis and pemetrexed, but it clearly works. And if you have an effective therapy that's controlling all the clones, then it really doesn't matter. But you have to be very careful, though, and Tony made a good point in doing this trial. People were not off that TKI for a long period of time. They very quickly got chemotherapy. So how does this change my practice? I think I would continue the TKI until I saw that it had a response to chemotherapy, if that was my decision to give chemotherapy, and then I would stop it.
So is that what you were doing before you saw these data?
No. I was routinely continuing both, not knowing where that sweet spot was. Remember, there is this very clear phenomenon of flare. If you have less than 10% second site mutation mutant alleles, that tumor is probably still predominantly sensitive to the first drug. So if you stop it, the cancer will grow. The patient will get sick.
Dave, how do you approach this question? I actually heard Heather Wakely, one of our meetings, said that in this situation, she stops the TKI, but makes sure the patient has a few of them. And if they start to get sick, she tells them to start to line up again. That sounds a little bit scary, but how do you approach the situation?
I don't do that. I probably am different than Mark in that I never really kind of wholly subscribe to just keeping that drug going. And outside of a clinical trial, I routinely just change those patients to chemotherapy. This trial makes me feel better about that decision. I agree with Mark. There's still a lot of questions out there. All the patients we see don't routinely fit, you know, the patients that would have gone on this trial. There's still more that needs to be sorted out, but I think we're probably shifting away from this idea of continuing the drug through every line of therapy.
What do you think about this idea? Actually, I never heard anybody express this, of just keeping the TKI going until they start to get better.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I could see why Mark's, you know, he said it best, this sweet spot, you know, where is one drug or have its benefits been lost and the next therapy is picking up. It's an interesting decision point. I don't know how you decide whether the chemo is carrying all the weight or not. That's an interesting approach.
I might just say, as long as people are responding,
Yeah. Remember
it's the chemo, because the drug can't make you respond, or erlotinib can't make you respond at that point. You failed it already. You've progressed. So any response is due to chemo. Once you have a chemo response, I would stop it.